That's okay. We always like the testimonies. Okay, if I could give this a title, it would be called Changing the Atmosphere. And you can change your atmosphere. And I've got three ways. One may sound strange. It's music, prayer, or leaving. The last one I'll explain at the end. But it says, so let's look at music. It says, 1 Samuel 16:23. It said, so it came about whenever this evil spirit of God came to Saul, David would take his harp and play it with his hand, and Saul would be refreshed and well, and the evil spirit would depart from him. So when God came over David and gave him a song to change the atmosphere for Saul. So how many Sunday mornings have you come in with maybe not a burden necessarily, but just down? And then the music starts, and suddenly whatever was on you has been lifted. Or you're driving, the radio is playing, a song comes on. All of a sudden, whatever was bothering you was gone. You may find yourself singing along. Music gives us wonderful memories of our childhood, important events in our life. Music has a transcendent property that can connect you to something greater than yourself, and has been proven to positively affect spiritual and the quality of your life. Music can change how you feel, like that one Sunday when we played Shake It Off. I know it's not a spiritual song, has nothing to do with God or anything, but there was just something about that song that Sunday morning that changed the atmosphere. And, you know, making the motion of shaking things off just kind of released everything that was going on. Even when times are an overwhelming sorrow, the song, you know, God Will Make a Way, you know, that song came to my mom when my dad passed away. God made a way. It was a struggle, you know, at that time because, you know, he was my rock. There is a country song called Daddy's Hands. Now, I would love to sing this song way in the past before my dad passed away, but when he did, this song was hard. It made me bawl, cry, like I'm starting to now. But when I started to envision my Heavenly Father, this song made more sense to me. And the song is more lifting. Now, I'm going to just read you just the chorus. It says, Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. But I always come to understand that there was always love in Daddy's hands. There's always love in our Father's hands, no matter if we're not following his way or if he just needs to get our attention. There's always love there. And when I was facing an MRI, which for me was very scary, I'm claustrophobic, going inside that tube is extremely scary for me. And, you know, you can't escape once you're in there. There's no going, and you have to lay still, which is, for me, not an easy task. Yeah, but Michelle had suggested to listen to this song, which, again, not a spiritual song, called Thunderstruck. It's kind of rocky, kind of hard. But I listened to that song before I went to my appointment. And the whole time that I was in the MRI, that music was just playing. And that's all I heard was the chorus, basically. And it was like no time the MRI was done. Wow. You know, music had, like the young man said in the beginning, where he said that he was going through depression, and I forgot what else, but in the middle of the night, God woke him up with a song. And you know, you wonder sometimes why some of these things do pop up, like certain songs may pop up. It's because Father's trying to change your atmosphere, trying to get your mind off of whatever has been weighing you down. Now we're for prayer. I forgot to bring that one up. I've got Philippians 4, 6, and 7, and I forgot to bring it up real quick. Yes, thank you very much. I should memorize that one myself. I said, yeah, some of these little things that I have, you've probably heard before, but there might be some details that you may not have. I said, I was at my first real job. I started there in 1984. And after 7 years, during that time, me and Steve met and got married. We both worked at the same place. Well, the company was going through financial issues, and we were working 1 week off, 1 week on. You know, it was kind of stressful with that. And so we decided that he would find a job easier because he had a lot more experience, since this was just my first job. So he found one working in town. It was a night job. Wasn't the best, but it was a job. So when he went to the boss to let him know that, to give him his 2 weeks' notice and where he was going, the boss was a little bit irate, didn't believe that he was going there, because previously one of Steve's friends who worked in the office left and went to a competitor, and he thought Steve was lying to him and was going to work for that same competitor. So he gave Steve his 2 weeks and said, we'll make today your last day. So he came out and told me this, so I figured, well, you know, I'll just keep going. And, you know, he would start his new job in the 2 weeks. Well, at 4 o'clock, the boss called me into his office, said he was permanently laying me off. And, you know, I was shocked. I was hurt. I was angry. You know, all of those emotions that go with you when you're hit blindsided with something. I knew what I had out there. I knew I had plenty of work. He said there wasn't enough work for me. And what did we do? We went straight from there to the church, because we knew our pastor was there. And with his prayers and his encouragement, you know, we knew God had us in our hand. So that Monday, Steve went with me. I was not dressed for no interview, so we were going to go apply for unemployment and, you know, do all that stuff. And the lady says, well, I think I've got a job for you. And so she called the company while we were sitting there, and they wanted me to come in for an interview that day. And I said, well, I'm not dressed for it. They said, come anyway. So I did, and I was hired by the afternoon. See, God was already ahead of us with prayer before we even got to that. And now while I was at that one job for about 4 months, an issue came up with their stepdaughters. Their mother was basically physically not able to take care of them. So we talked, and more through prayer again, you know, God had put Steve into another job in this time that was financially capable of me quitting. So I was able to quit my job to stay home with them, because they were too young to be by themselves at that time. Well, not super young, but they were, what, 7 and 11 and 9. So they needed somebody there. And through prayer again, you know, God's always in front of us, always. Even though we may not think so, he's always in front of us. There are times when, you know, driving to work some mornings, and something happens, and it's like, if I was only a few minutes earlier, I would have been involved with that. You know, God's always protecting us. He's always around us. And if you start your day out with prayer, you can cover your day, and you know God's always gone in front of you. And then when the company that I worked for was sold, you know, I went for another company. This is the leaving part. I went to work for another company that I was doing entirely something different than I was used to. And I was excited about this because it was a change. It was something new to learn. I always loved learning new things. But this experience became a total nightmare for me. The people were not too friendly, and every time I would ask for help to learn, it wasn't coming. I got to the point where I had nerves going to work, nerves the whole day there, and nerves coming home. I was, I felt like I wasn't good enough to be there. I felt like that I can't learn this. I was starting to doubt myself, and it became hard. It became to where I was in a quandary where I didn't know whether to quit, whether to keep trying. I'm not a quitter, so I tried to keep trying, to learn. And my boss came to me one day, and she said, you know, if you can't start asking questions, you know, we might have to let you go. I was asking questions every day. I wasn't getting answers. And then she came on the day, and September the 11th, that's a crazy day, but I remember that day as clear as a bell. She came and she says, we have to let you go. She says, I wish I had more people like you who are on time, hard workers, but I have to let you go. And I felt like my world had crashed. I felt, oh my gosh. It was devastating to me. I was so broke. I got in my van and I broke down. I called Steve. I broke down. But prayer helped change that atmosphere around me, because it's like, it wasn't you. God kept telling me it wasn't you. You know, that was really not the place for me. He says, I've got something better down the line for you. And, you know, there's many ways that you can change your atmosphere, you know. And always, you know, some situations, you know, that you're facing, you know, the Father shows you a path, but sometimes we don't always want to take that path. We want to try to do it ourselves. And, you know, back to the music part, you know, there have been many times, even with my current job, there have been some days when they've been so hard. On the way home, a song just all of a sudden comes on, and it's like out of nowhere, that's lifting my spirits. It's lifting me. And it's kind of encouraging me to say, don't give up. You know, sometimes we do give up too quick. And then, you know, it puts us in a worse spot. I'm so sorry, this is so short. But, you know, your atmosphere, sometimes you can't, I'm not going to say you can't change it, but the changing sometimes is by leaving. You know, when we were at the lighthouse many years ago and things were not good, I was fighting God, basically, that this is my home church. I've gone to this church since I was itty bitty. I can't leave. You know, I was at this point that, you know, a lot of the things that happened in that church, my parents did 90% of the work in that church. They were there to clean up. They were there to take down. My dad was there every Saturday to do the bathrooms and the cleaning. You know, this was my life. But God kept saying, it's time to go. You're not being fed there. It's time to go. And, you know, through lots of prayer, he was ready to go before I was. And it took prayer and him to change my atmosphere that I was going through, that you have to get out. You're dying, basically spiritually dying there, especially when you there for worship and you leave because the pastor is not feeding you. So you're not getting anything. So that's basically all I have. But just keep in mind through your day, you know, what storm is going around you? What can I do to change this? Do I need music? Do I need prayer? Do I need to get out of this situation? You know, there's many ways where you can just go to Father and say, hey, what can I do to get out of, to change my atmosphere? He'll tell you. He'll tell you whether turn this on and just listen to this song because I've got words for you in this song. Or just pray. Just get into my dark closet and pray. He will change your atmosphere.